Here's Andrew McRae with the business update.
At Murray, Meridian Energy is targeting 100,000 tonnes of carbon reduction by helping companies switch to electricity. It's wanting them to change from boilers burning coal, diesel or gas. Meridian's starting on its quest by assisting three companies to change over. Meridian Chief Executive Neil Barclay says until now companies have been reluctant to switch to electricity because of uncertainty around future pricing, struggling to compete with coal and the availability of capital to make the changeover.
We're able to provide that pricing over 10 years, which gives the customers, you know, price certainty for a reasonable period of time. And we've also got a capital fund that we've put aside of up to $4 million that we will pitch in and help with the conversion costs for those customers that want to go ahead and do this.
What charges can companies expect to pay?
It'll vary by customer, by location, by how big the installation is. But, you know, to be brutally frank, we're able to offer this product because we know that the aluminium smelter is closing in 4 years' time. So we've got more energy to sell, particularly in the South Island, at cheaper prices. So I think these customers can expect pricing similar to what the aluminium smelter used to pay in their contract.
That's Neil Barclay from Meridian Energy. The chances of an overseas supermarket chain opening up in New Zealand will be part of a study into the sector being done by the Commerce Commission. It's just started seeking submissions from consumers, food producers and retailers on the state of the sector. The Commission's chair, Anna Rawlings, says the study will go from top to bottom in looking at whether the two major chains, Countdown and Foodstuffs, are too dominant.
Who's in the market already? The two main grocery chains, the smaller grocery suppliers, butchers and bakers and greengrocers that are out there, and also whether or not international supermarket brands are interested or planning to set up in New Zealand as well. All of those issues to do with the size of the market and barriers to entry will come within the scope of the study.
That's the Commerce Commission Chair, Anna Rawlings. Turning to the markets, stocks on Wall Street, the Dow Jones is down 56 points, so 0.3%, the Nasdaq down 1%, and the S&P 500 is down 0.5%. Our own top 50 index couldn't sustain its rally, falling 135 points, 1.1%. And the New Zealand dollar, 72.4 US cents, 93.1 Australian, 51.8 pence, 0.603 euro, 78 yen and 4.68 yuan. Brent crude oil is $67.68 US dollars a barrel, and gold is at $1,713 US dollars an ounce. And that is business for now, and we'll have more in Midday Report.